我们读新约圣经马太福音。
Let's read New Testament, Book of Matthew, Chapter 6.
没有先。
有。
对，新约圣经马太福音。
Matthew 六章 ，Chapter 6.
这是我们弟兄姊妹。非常喜欢的一章的圣经
you all like.
And, 而且是我们很熟悉的一
章 And also we all know this.
盼望我们读的时候呢
I hope when we read
能够有一个安静的灵
Quiet spirit
让主借着这段话哈能够在把他的心意置在我们的里面
May Lord review His will through this paragraph.
好，我们男生念一，我们
弟兄念一遍。Read by brothers and sisters and brother first.
好，我们弟兄先来。第一节，你们要小心，不可将善事行在人的面前，故意叫他们看见。若是这样，就不能得你们天父的赏赐了。所以你施舍的时候。不可在你面前吹号，像那假冒为善的人在会堂里和街道上所行的，故意要得人的荣耀。我是在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。你施舍的时候，不要叫左手知道右手所做的，只要你施舍的事行在暗中。你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。有时候不可像那假冒为善的人，暗站在会堂里和十字路口上祷告，故意叫人看。我是在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。你祷告的时候，要进你的内屋，关上门，祷告你在暗中的父。你父在暗中查看。必然报答你。你们祷告不可像外邦人，用许多重复话，他们以为话多了必蒙垂听。你们不可效法他们，因为你们没有祈求以先，你们所需用的，你们的父早已知道了。所以你们祷告要这样说：天上的父，后尊你的名为圣。降临，
愿你的
旨意行在地上，如行在天上。救我们遇见试探，救我们敌凶恶，因为国度、权柄中全是你的，直到阿门。你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。像那假冒为善的人，脸上带着愁容，因为他们把弄得难看，故意叫人看出他们是进食。我是在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。你进食的时候，要梳头洗脸。不叫人看出你进食来，只叫你暗中的父看见。你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。是要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能嗅坏；也有贼挖窟窿来偷。只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子嗅坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。因为你的宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明；你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等大呢？一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么。 生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种也不收，也不积蓄在仓里，你们的天父尚且养活它，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？你们哪一个能用随时寿数多加一刻呢？为衣裳忧虑呢？想野地里的百合花怎么长起来，它也不劳苦也不纺线。然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。你们这小信的人呐，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？所以不要忧虑，说吃什么喝什么穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的，你们需用的这一切东西你们的天父是知道的。你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。好，下面我们再有一点。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们很谢谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
感谢你，这位掌明
天的主。We thank you. You are the Lord who holds tomorrow.
你也握住我们每一个人的手。
You also holds our hands.
感谢你借着这样的诗歌的见证。
We thank you for the testimony of the song.
让我们里面实在充满了对你的对你的信靠。
That we will trust in you.
因为我们里面实在充满了安息。
Because we are full of peace.
因为有神帮助我们。
Because
谁还能抵挡我们呢？
Who can against us?
我们感谢你在这样一个大而可畏的旷野的里面。
In this fearful wilderness.
有你成为那随着我们的灵磐石。
You are this spiritual rock.
我们知道我们必不至缺乏。
We will not be in needy.
感谢你，让我们常常因着你自己宝贵的应许。
By your precious promises.
让我们可以完全的来信靠你。
We can come and trust in you.
因为万事万物都在改变。
Because all things are changed.
唯有主你永不改变。
Only you never change.
我们真的从心里把我们的感谢赞美来。
We give thanks and praise from the bottom of our hearts.
早晨我们在你圣洁话语的面前。
By your holy words this morning.
默想的时候。
When we meditate.
愿你自己借着圣灵来光照我们。
May you enlighten us by your spirit.
我们承认就着我们所当知道的。
We confess.
我们仍是不知道。
As what we know, actually we don't know.
向我们施恩。
May you have mercy upon us.
愿每一个寻求的都能够寻见。
May all the one who seek you will be found.
后门的你都给我们开。
And the one who knock, the door will be opened.
一同屈膝在主的面前。
We bow before you.
愿主的恩典临到我们。
May your grace come upon us.
每一个人。
Upon each of us.
谢谢主的恩
典。Thank you for your grace.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
马太第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
大家都很熟悉。
We all know.
这里面特别提到一件事。
It mentioned one.
不要忧虑。
Do not worry.
我想这件事是我们每一个神的都常常里面得着的一个安慰。
I know we all of us we got comfort from this word verse.
主常常在圣经里面让我们说你们不要忧虑。
Because in Bible, Lord often tells us do not worry.
我们刚才弟兄也在这里做见证。
Our brother just testified.
实在我们没有什么可以忧虑的。
That nothing we can be worried.
因为我们的神，我们的主，我们的天父。他是这样的爱我们。
Because our God, our Lord, our Heavenly Father loves us so much.
他不仅有全能。
Not only he has the power.
而且他满了慈爱。
And also he has full of mercy.
那么无论我们经过什么样的水火。
No matter what flame or a flood we go through.
那么我们都可以过一个没有忧虑的生活。
And then our life won't be worried.
所以读这个马太第六章的时候，我们想说这里面恐怕就是让我们没有忧虑。
When we read Matthew chapter 6, it tells us do not worry.
所以的时候，我们在这个听有证，甚至有时候唱诗歌的时候，如果说这些东西都加给我们了。
And then when we read, when we go to gathering, when we sing song, and we have all those things added to you.
哎呀，因着我们先求神的国和神的义。
Because we first seek His kingdom and His righteousness.
哎呀，这些东西都加给我们。
All these things will be added to us.
所以我们就哈利路亚。
And we say hallelujah.
所以我们就开始唱说哈利路，哈利路亚。
And then we'll sing hallelujah, hallelujah.
弟兄姊妹，当我们读这一段圣经的时候。
When we read these verses.
如果你真的仔细去读的时候
If you read carefully,
你发现当这里说到这些东西都加给你们了的时候
When it says all these things shall be added to you
你觉得这是唱哈利路亚的时候吗
Do you think this is a time to sing hallelujah?
这里面是不是在告诉我们说你们在地上是过一个无忧无虑的生活
It just tells us your life it won't be worried
我们知道一个有慧的父亲
You know a wise father
相信一个有智慧的父亲盼望自己的儿女在世上过日子的时候如果他真的是有智慧的话
I hope if a wise father if he truly has wisdom
他是不是盼望他的儿女只要过一个无忧无虑的生活就很好了呢
It is good that his children will his life is with no worry
我记得有一个小朋友这个是真实的故事有个小朋友有一天他去偷偷地进到他父亲的那个银行的账户里
This is a true story A child one day he entered his father's bank account
因为他睡不着觉
Because he couldn't sleep
他担忧他父亲的那个账户
He was worried about his father's bank account
他父亲发现
And then the father discovered
他父亲说这些事不是你忧虑的。
And the father says, those are the things you should worry.
你父亲账户里有没有钱不是你忧虑的。
And then you should not worry about my bank account.
父亲的账户里有没有钱是父亲忧虑的。
And I am the one need to worry about bank account.
你所忧虑的是你要读你的书的。
What you need to worry is about your study.
他不想读他的书。
And he doesn't want to study.
他只是想看看他父亲的账户里还有多少钱。
He just wants to know how much money on his father's bank account.
一个有智慧的父亲。
A wise father.
他知道什么是儿女应该担忧的。
He knows what his children supposed to worry.
他更知道什么是儿女不应该担忧的。
And he also knows what is his children shouldn't be worried.
主曾经这样告诉我们，地上的父亲尚且有智慧，这样来管教你。
The Lord tells us the fathers on earth they have the wisdom to discipline their children.
难道你们在天上的父就是只是让你们在地上过一个无忧无虑的生活吗
？Until your heavenly Father just let your life on earth without worry.
所以你这里面当你读的时候，其实如果你真的被这个观念抓住的时候
，If you are captured this concept.
你发现有些话你很难进入的。
And then it's hard for you to enter this of the words.
这里面说，在这个二十五节后面
after verse 25,
不是生命不胜于饮食吗
？Is life more than food?
身体不胜于衣裳吗
？Is your body more than clothing?
什么意思
？What does it mean?
什么叫做生命不胜于饮食吗
What does it mean in the life? Is life more than food?
什么叫做身体不胜于衣裳吗
And then what is your body is more than clothing?
弟兄姊妹，我们读圣经的，我觉着有些话哈，我觉得我们需要问一问，为什么
And sometimes when we read, we need ask why.
刚才英文的，我不知道你有没有仔细听。
I don't know if you listen to the English verse. English
version. 我觉得那个是原文的意思。
That is what the original meaning is. And in Chinese, we translated very elegantly.
意思也是对的。
The meaning is right.
我理解起来，有的时候我们可能会容易明白。
But sometimes maybe we don't really understand.
他说啊，这个生命比饮食多多了。
He says the life is more than food.
生命的价值，生命所有的意义，生命的内容丰富。比饮食要多多了。
The significance of life, it's more than food.
如果生命的价值和意义就在乎说求一点的饮食的话，这件事情跟生命本身的价值和意义是不相配的。
If the value of life is just food, that's this match of life.
生命比饮食多太多了
much, Life, much it's much, much more than food
那个飞鸟差不多了
It's like the birds
飞鸟的生命跟那个得到饮食差不多了
And then the birds just strike for food
你们比飞鸟贵重太多了
You're more valuable than birds
你们的身体比衣裳贵重太多了
Your body is much more valuable than clothing
你知道这个身体是圣灵所住的殿
You know our body is the spirit
今天很多人注意他穿的衣服
Many people emphasize and care about their clothes
其实衣服都给人看的对不对
Actually when you wear clothes show to others
你们哪一个穿衣服你就发现你的身体就变得更刚强了呢
And then as your body becomes strong because of what clothes you have
不要误会我觉得可以随便穿衣服不是这意思
Do not misunderstand me that you can wear whatever clothes
但是身体的意义和价值比那个衣裳要高太多了。
But the value and the meaning of the body is more, much more than clothing.
如果我们从主那里得到一个身体
，If we receive a body from the Lord，
我们从主那里得到一个生命
，We receive life from the Lord。
弟兄姊妹，这个生命，这个身体是靠着忧虑来的吗
？Is this body and life from by our worry？
弟兄姊妹，有哪一个人因着忧虑使身体长了一寸呢
？And is anyone make your body grow by worrying？
所以主讲这句话很清楚啊。
So says he very clearly。
天父给你生命。
The Heavenly Father gives you life。
天父给你身体。
The Heavenly Father gives you body。
当然，身体和生命的需要，天父也给你。
And of course, He will give us the needs of our body.
这个不是我们所需要担忧的。
This is we should not worry about this.
如果生命和身体是我们靠着忧虑来的，那么你要为身体吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，你要忧虑的。
If our life and the body comes from worry, then we should worry about what we need to eat and drink.
但问题是说，生命和身体不是靠忧虑来的。
But our body and life is not from worry.
没有一个人因着忧虑，所以有了生命，所以有了身体。
There's no one our life it comes from worry.
那么身体和生命的需要乃是天父来 worry 的。
The needs of our body and life, and it's the Heavenly Father worries.
但是你们的生命和身体太尊贵了。
But our body and life is so precious.
它有它所需要的那个价值。
And it has special.
它有它所需要 care, 所需要关心的。
It has spare.
我们的生命，我们的身体，弟兄姊妹，我们蒙恩得救了，我们都是有天父的儿女。
We were saved. We are children of our heavenly Father.
如果我们真的从圣灵生了，我们今天都是神的儿女。
If we were born by Spirit, we are children of God.
我们都是有天父的人。
And then we all have our heavenly Father.
那么，如果我们是神的儿女
，If we are children of God,
世人我们不讲。
And I'm not talking about the worldly people.
这里面主是给门徒说的。
Because God and the Lord here talks to His disciples.
这是登山宝训呐。
This is the beatitude.
我们都说这是太宝贵了，对吧？五六七，马太五六七，我们这是登山宝训。
And the Matthew chapter 5, 6, 7, it's the beatitude.
这样宝贵的教训，难道就是让神的儿女在地上只过一个无忧无虑的生活吗
？This precious teaching is this that like us have a life without worry?
我不晓得你在读这登山宝训，你觉得主应该告诉我
？And I don't know how do you talking about the beatitude.
这里告诉我们说，主神把这个生命和身体赐给我们的目的是什么
？And here talks us the purpose that God gave us a body and life.
后面就说了，你们要求神的国和神的义。
And here talks us and then seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
这里我觉得太清楚了。
It's very clear here.
如果我们的生命和身体的目的是为了饮食的话，那我们就求饮食和衣裳。
If the purpose of our life and body is for food, then we just ask for food.
但如果我们的生命和身体的目的乃是神的国和神的义。
If the purpose of our body and life is God's kingdom and His righteousness.
请问你要求什么
？And what you need to ask for?
弟兄姊妹，这里面你仔细读的时候，他没有告诉我们神的儿女过一个 carefree 的生活，什么忧虑都没有的生活。
Here didn't tell us our life is carefree.
仔细读好，对不起，这可能是我咬文嚼字哈。
Let's read carefully.
不要误会我，不要觉得基督徒整天忧忧愁愁，不是这意思。
And do not misunderstand me.
基督徒有基督徒应该忧愁的。
And then Christian, we should worry about something.
他说，不要为明天忧虑。
It says, do not worry about tomorrow.
明天没忧虑，是你说的吗？是你说的吗？
It that says tomorrow won't be worried with tomorrow.
明天有明天的忧虑。
But it says tomorrow will bring worries of its own.
后面就是说，一天的难处一天当就什么？够了。
And then it says today's trouble is enough for today.
今天有没有忧虑？
Do we have trouble today?
今天有今天的忧虑。
We do have today's trouble.
明天有明天的忧虑。
And tomorrow have its own trouble.
每一天忧虑每一天的就够了，这是主的话，对不对？
It is enough for worry about theEach day.
弟兄姊妹，我们在读这段话语的时候，我不晓得你有没有默想过。
I don't know if you meditate when you read those.
感觉上每一次我们引用马太第六章的时候，我们都觉得这里讲的是 carefree 生活。
Each time when we quote Matthew chapter, we think, oh, this is the life of carefree.
你想一想，主在这里面告诉我们说，生命不胜于饮食吗？
But here, God is not life more than food.
身体不胜于衣衫吗？
And the body more than clothing.
难道生命和我们的身体就仅仅就是为了能够得着一点加给我们的就哈利路亚了吗？
And now we say hallelujah when you get a little food and clothes.
你知道在启示录里面到了最后，对不对？十九章的时候开始唱哈利路亚，对不对？
And then in Revelation chapter 19, it starts singing hallelujah.
那里面唱哈利路亚，你仔细学，现在没时间了，你仔细回去看，你就看见说那里面说主我们的神啊，这个你已经作王了。
And it says, Lord, it sits on the throne.
主我们的是全能者作王了。
Our Lord is the mighty one.
回去你仔细看，你发现当他们在这里一同的说主我们的是你这个你是全能者，你作王了的时候。
When they say, Lord, you are the mighty God, you are on the throne. When they say so.
就看见说所有这些被新造的这所有神的儿女都哈利路亚。
All the new creation, the children of God, they're saying hallelujah.
那是什么意思？
What does it mean?
那是等到这个神的国、神的义最终显现的出来的时候。
That is when God's kingdom and His righteousness are manifested.
那个时候是神的儿女唱哈利路亚的时候。
That is the time when God's children sing hallelujah.
弟兄姊妹，我觉着说，当我们仔细读这段话语的时候，你不要误会我，不要觉着说神的儿女要过一个天天愁苦的生活，不是。
Do not misunderstand.And it says, we need be worried every day.
但是我们发现这里有两种的忧愁。
But here, talking about two kinds of worries.
有一种的忧愁是指忧愁吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
One worry is talking about what to eat and to drink and to wear.
还有一种忧愁。
Another worry.
还有一种的 care, 还有一种的关心。
Another care.
一种的焦急。
And anxious.
是神的国。
Is you care about God's kingdom and His righteousness?
我们的天父是何等智慧呢？
And our heavenly Father is has such a wisdom.
他告诉我们说，有些的忧虑你们是不应该有的。
And it says some worry you should not have.
对不对？
Is that?
但有些忧虑你们是一天的忧虑一天当的。
But some worry you have to bury it every day.
是不是这样？
Is that so?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们这样的仔细去默想的，如果这是对的话。
If we meditate and if we agree,
你说圣经里面有没有这个例子啊？
And do you say is there an example from Bible?
你今天这个人讲的跟人家讲的，是不是你要别出心裁呀？
Is you want to put up something new?
你总是要跟别人不一样，是不是？
You want to be different than others?
什么语不惊人死不休啊？
And you want to be different?
是不是我们每次读圣经的时候就得读出点东西来，是别人没读出来的？
Is it you want to pick up something new than others?
弟兄姊妹，我们如果读这个保罗的书信的话
，If we read epistle from Paul，
保罗确确实实告诉我们说，基督徒真的有两种忧愁哎。
Then Paul there's two types of worry.
哥林多后书第七章对不对
？In Second Corinthians 7 says，
你可能没时间看，但弟兄可以不说，你就发现有两种忧愁，对不对
？There's two kinds of worries.
我想有圣经为证
，And the Bible can prove.
有一个是 世俗的忧愁。
The one is the worldly worry.
世俗的忧愁是叫人死。
And the worldly worry make cause people to death.
还有一种忧愁。
There's another kind.
另外一种叫依着神的意思忧愁。
Another kind is you worry about things of God.
我想圣经的话讲得很清楚了。
And then I think the Bible is very clear.
依着神的意思忧愁，它不是叫人死。
And then the worry from God's will, it's not lead us to death.
他说叫人以致得救的。
And then it leads people to salvation.
哦，生出很多东西来的。
It will bring up many things.
今天很多时候神的儿女所缺乏的东西都是从这样的忧愁里生出来的。
Many things that the children of God lack of, it brings up from this worry.
热心。
Zeal.
你看今天有多少的神的百姓还有热心
is how many people of God has zeal?
等到遇到哪有没有热心
Do you still have zeal when you're in hardships?
遇到了这个彼此之间有了难处了然后我们在侍奉或者我们的生活里面我们不顺利了还有没有热心
If there is conflicts between brothers and sisters and when we're in a hard time do we still have zeal?
是我们彼此指责呢还是自恕自恨自责呢
And then do we complain about each other or you will repent?
弟兄姊妹你就发现这些宝贵的东西他说他是从那一个依着神的意思忧愁里生出来的
All these precious things it brings up from the worry of the will of God
使徒保罗自己在这地上的时候他是不是一个 carefree 的一个人呢
Is Apostle Paul is a carefree person?
他说他来到你读哥林多后书你就知道他这个人真的是常常忧愁的
And when you read 2 Corinthians you know he worried about
他到那里聚会的时候他那里面有些人一直爱世界一直刚硬这不肯悔改甚至活在罪恶当中他说我心里就忧愁
And then when he went to a gathering he was worried when he see those these people they are stubborn and they went astray
他说这个有谁软弱我不软弱有谁跌倒我不忧愁
And then he said is anyonestumble and I'm not worried
他说为众教会的事天天挂在我身上弟兄们那个挂在我身上的原文就是忧愁啊
he worried for churches
使徒保罗不是一个 carefree 的一个人
he wasn't carefree
他不是一个一点忧愁没有的人
he wasn't carefree
当然我们知道他的忧愁跟世俗的忧愁不一样就对了
But the worry from him is different than the worldly people
世俗的忧愁常常是外面好像快乐实际上是常常愁苦的
And the worldly people's worry it seems they're happy but actually they're full of sorrow
但是神的意思忧愁似乎是忧愁的是常常喜乐的
It's worry but it's joy if we worry of the will of God
弟兄姊妹我觉得在主的话语里面很清楚告诉我们神的儿女身上有两种忧愁
There's two types of worry on God's children
我们的主在地上你知道以赛亚书怎么说我们的主你知道吗
And how Isaiah talk about our Lord
他说 the man of sorrow
It's the man of sorrow
他是一个我们中文翻的非常文雅说忧患之子
He isThe man of sorrow.
弟兄姊妹，他但是在这个原文里，那一个忧患，我们不敢说主忧愁，对不对？我们觉得我们敬畏主，我们不敢用这个词，对不对？我们用忧患，我们觉得比较尊重。
In Chinese, we use another term to say worry.
但是我们的主在地上给人的印象里面，圣经上告诉我们说，他是一个 man of sorrow.
But the Bible tells us he's a man of sorrow.
他是一个常常有忧愁的一个人
and then he feel sorrow
等到克西马尼园他圣经上描述的他说他的忧满了你知道在原文他说 full of sorrow 他的忧愁已经达到了满的地步
when he went to Gethsemane he was full of sorrow
我们的主在地上没有给我们看见他是 carefree 的一个人
and he didn't show us he's carefree
你们跟随我你们就是 carefree 你们什么都不用管了
and then if you follow me you should carefree
只要这些东西加给我们就哈利路亚就赞美主了
we'll say hallelujah if all these things add to us
弟兄姊妹你发现当人真的得着这些东西的主说我的肉是可吃的我的血是可喝的
When they say so the Lord says and eat of me and drink of me
他们都走了
And then they all departed
主说你们也要走吗？剩下十二个徒弟你们也要走吗？
He said to his 12 disciples, are you going to leave?
你看见我们主在地上的时候所传的福音跟今天有的时候我们的见证好像不大一致了。
The gospel that the Lord preaches is different than our testimony.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见说在马太第六章，我相信个人在读的时候，我觉着在这面主告诉人说，神的儿女，一个天国的子民，他应该有忧愁的。
And then when we read Matthew chapter 6, it says that heavenly, the nation, the people from heaven, we should worry.
但是不是世俗的忧愁。
But this worry is different than the
worry. 不是忧愁吃什么喝什么穿什么。
We don't worry about what to eat, to drink, to wear.
乃是有一个追求，乃是有个 care.
But we care.
神的国和神的义。
We care the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
弟兄姊妹，这是天国百姓的生活。
This is the life of heavenly people.
天国百姓的生活不是一个 carefree 的生活。
The heavenly people's life is not carefree.
是一个没有世俗忧愁的生活。
Our life is not a worldly worry.
但是是求神的国和神的义的。
But we ask for God's kingdom and His righteousness. Because our life is very precious. Our body is valuable. Our body is more than food. Our body is more than clothes.
弟兄姊妹，今天多少的人在那里只顾了自己吃什么、喝什么、穿什么？我们今天还不是缺什么？我们今天得挑啊，吃什么、喝什么、穿什么
？And so many people will care about what to eat and drink.
为了要吃什么喝什么穿什么不知道花了多少时间呢
we are even very picky and we spend a lot of time for
those 可能 care too much
we care too much
那不像天国的子民呢
that is not a life like a heavenly people
天国的子民是有他们所 care 的
and the heavenly people care something
我觉得这里面照着道理来讲天国子民应该没有这些的所谓的这个世上的忧愁，对不对
？And then for a reason that we should not worry about those things.
刚才我们弟兄做了见证了。
Our brother just testified.
神的应许永远安营在天。
And then God's promises are steady on heaven.
我们听翁弟兄也讲了，坐在宝座上，有没有
？And then our brother says God is on throne.
而且你可以借着祷告、求、感谢，将你心中所要的告诉神，神在基督耶稣里必将那出人意外的平安赐给你，保守。你的心怀和意念 carefree 啊
and then you can ask everything by your faith by prayer and then God's promises will give you heavenly peace you're carefree
将一切的忧虑重担卸给神因为他怎么样顾念你们呢
you can give all your heavy burdens and lean to him because he cares
about us 你就发现作为天国的子民世俗的忧愁不应该有的。
We should not be bothered by the worldly worries.
但你发现非常稀奇。
But amazingly,
今天神的儿女，你就发现这个世俗的忧愁愁到一个地步，都没有心思再去 care about 神的国和神的义。
We are worried about so many worldly things, and we don't have time to care about God's kingdom and His righteousness.
我们哪有时间，我们哪精力去 care?
We don't have time and strength to care about God's kingdom.
你可能 care 一件事情，我告诉你，这主告诉我。
And then Lord tells us only care about one thing.
你要整天 care 吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，主说你不可能去 care 神的国和神的义。
If you care about what to eat, to drink, to wear, how can you care about God's kingdom and His righteousness?
是不是这样的
Is that so?
一个人能不能侍奉两个主
？Can you serve two masters？
弟兄姊妹，今天许多神的儿子觉得神的儿女觉得可以，我们可以又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
And many children of God says we can serve God and Mammon。
我们可以一边的对我们吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，整天 care 的不得了，然后同时我们也 care 神的国和神的意。
We care about what to eat, to drink, to wear, and also we care about God's kingdom。
然后我把这秩序倒过来的好。
And then we put the order upside down.
先求神的国神的义。
And then you have to first seek His kingdom, His righteousness.
感谢主啊，这些东西都加给我了。
And praise the Lord, and God gave all these things to us.
弟兄姊妹，你知道你的心在哪吗
？Do you know where your heart is?
求神的国和神义是我们的首。
That is to sing them.Of the God and His righteousness, the method.
真正要的是加给我们的这些东西。
What we really want is all these things to be added to us.
一个人主说不能侍奉两个主。
The Lord says you cannot serve two masters.
神要说不能，我觉得就没有人可以。
If God say no, no one can say yes.
如果人说不能，那还不一定，对不对？
If man say no, maybe it's not necessary.
在人不能呢，在人，凡事都能。
It's impossible to man, but it's possible to God.
如果神说你不能，
If God says you can't,
我向你最好说不能。
You'd better say you can't.
所以我们就觉得这个这段圣经我觉得太重要了。
I think it's very important.
为什么？
Why?
为什么我们今天是天国的子民？我们是属乎神的儿女，我们是基督徒。我们为什么生活中既然知道了这么多神的应许、大能、宝座，所有我们的知识都知道了，为什么还常常落在这种世俗里呢？
We are God's people. We know all His promises and we amen with it. But why we fall into the worldly worries?
主在这里，我觉得前面一段就告诉我们，神的儿女为什么天国的子民还会有世俗的忧愁。
But in the first half, the Lord tells us why the heavenly people they all have the worldly worry.
头一件事
，first，
就是我们还要表现自己。
We want to express ourselves.
对。
Is that so?
我们行善，我们祷告，我们属灵，我们做这个做那个，都盼望别人能看见。
When we do charity, when we pray, when we do this and that, we hope other people will see us.
弟兄姊妹，一个人啊，如果整天还盼望，整天盼望表现自己，弟兄姊妹，他一定落在许多世俗的忧愁里。
If a person wants to show off himself, he must fall into the worldly things.
他这种的思想的根源乃是律法为本的，知道吗？
Because this is like the base law.
因为这个不是从爱的生命里出来的。
This is not come from love.
那是我要表现一下。
And then I want to make myself be shown.
我哪怕就算人不称赞我，那神也得给我点好处。
Even if men don't praise me, but God will reward me.
弟兄姊妹，你就看见说这种思想完全是律法的思想。
This is come from law.
凡以律法为本的都是受咒诅的。
And then the one who will be cursed if he does things by law.
那能不苦吗？
And then of course you will be.
有哪一个在律法思想底下生活的人是不苦的人？
Is anyone is not his life is not bitter?
充满了都是世俗的忧愁啊。
It's full of worldly sorrow.
弟兄姊妹，你发现主告诉我们的一针见血。
And then what Lord tells us is he just hit the point.
主说你右手做的左手不要让左手知道，对不对？
And Lord says do not let your left hand know what you're right doing.
弟兄姊妹，你就发现今天你这世人我就是神的儿女来讲，无论是左手做的右手做的，我们都把它记下来的。
And then for God's people, no matter you have done things by your right hand, left hand, you written it down.
可能你没记在纸上。
Maybe you didn't write on the paper.
你也没写在石板上。
You didn't carve on the stone.
但是却写在自己的心板上。
But you probably put on your heart.
有没有试验过？
Have you ever tried?
等到看见配偶有的时候，哎呀，怎么这个样子啊？
When you see your spouse,
怎么爱你爱了这么多，还这么不顺服的？
And she loves you, but why she's not submit?
你知道我为这个家摆上多少吗？
Do you know how much I put to the house?
那不是你左手右手做的吗？
Is that what you have done by your left and right hand?
你岂不都记在心板上了吗？
Is that you just writing on your heart?
你看你愁苦增加不增加？
And then see if you will add worry to your life.
我们养孩子一样吧。
When we so do we raise children.
父母都这么你了。
Your parents love you so much.
这么无知啊。
And then why you're still like ignorant.
你看你父母给你做了这个做了这个做了这个。
Your parents have done such and such thing to you.
所有都记在了心板上。
See, that's you written on your heart.
弟兄姊妹，如果一个人今天还活在以律法为本的这种的思想的底下。
If people live under law.
侍奉一定愁苦的不得了。
Your service will be bitterness.
你想想，我们今天带领一个朋友信主多不容易啊。
And then if you take a gospel friend, lead them to Lord, it's
爱你爱这么久，该受洗了吧
？I love you so long, you should be baptized now.
还不受洗
？But you haven't baptized yet.
下次没了。
And then no more next time.
弟兄姊妹，你就发现。 这里面它不是从马太第五章那个爱的生命里出来的，对不对？
And this act is not from the love of chapter 5.
从爱的生命里出来的感觉是完全不一样的。
If you do things from love, it's
different. 如果你看见一个朋友还没有，你知道你爱的不够啊。
If you see a not be saved, that means you haven't loved him
enough. 爱的生命总是让我们感觉到亏欠啊。
And then the life of love, I mean, you always think you owe someone.
当你看见孩子还是这样悖逆的时候，你知道你爱的不够的。
When you see your child is so rebellious, and then that means your love is not enough.
因为你的爱有问题的。
Because your love is come with problems.
我们的爱里面有很多很多自私的东西掺杂在里面。
Our love makes many selfishness.
很多溺爱在里面了。
We spoil them.
弟兄姊妹，你就发现，我们如果看见那个情形没有改变的时候，我们里面不是觉得我爱你爱够了。
And then when we see the situation and we think I love you enough，
乃是觉得自己实在太亏欠。
But we should see that we owe them，
因为我们没有用神那智慧的爱来爱我们的孩子。
Because we didn't love our children by the wisdom of God，
我们神他是。长久忍耐又有恩慈的。
But God's love, it's come, it's suffering.
当弟兄中姊妹跟之间中间有嫌隙的时候。
But if there is a conflict between brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，如果是以律法的思想为本，那我们都分开好了。
If you do things by law, then you won't be separate.
我们早够了。
You won't leave.
早爱够了，对不对？
And then you think that's enough.
忍耐也忍耐到头了。
That's enough. I can bear.
但感谢主，我们可以在一起聚会的。
But praise the Lord, we still can be together.
因为有神的爱在我们中间。
Because God's love is among us.
因为神的爱是永远不放弃，神的爱是永远有盼望的。
Because God's love never fails with hope.
因为神的爱总是觉得亏欠。真的是亏欠我的弟兄，亏欠我的姊妹。
The love of God makes you feel that you owe your brother or sister.
弟兄姊妹，你发现这是许多天国的子民一直落在愁苦里面的头一个原因。
This is the first reason that the heavenly people fall into worry.
乃是以律法为本的。
And then you do things by law.
不论是在家庭里面，在公司里面，还是对待孩子，还是教会的侍奉，你发现我们常常有愁苦的里面。
We fall into worry at work, at home, and at studies.
而且他后面紧接告诉我
and then tells us
也因着这个缘故
because of this reason
有一个很大的难处
there is a great difficulty
就是天父不听我们的祷告
and then that the Heavenly Father will not listen to our prayer
因为我们不能够连续别人
Because we don't have mercy upon others.
我们是以律法为本的。
We do things based on law.
我们不仅要求自己，我们也要求别人的。
We're not require ourselves, we require others too.
怎么你都这个样子，还做出这种事情，那是不可以赦免的。
I cannot forgive you if you do such thing.
弟兄姊妹，连续忍的有福了。
And blessed are the people who forgive others.
因为他们必蒙连续。
Because they will be forgiven.
主说：“你们若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。”
If you do not forgive your brothers, and your heavenly Father will not forgive you.
对不起，我不是反对弟兄说这跟宝血没有关系的。
And I'm not against our brother. This has nothing to do with his blood.
完全根据你是一个以律法为本的人。
It's based on if you do things by law.
弟兄姊妹，在恩典里面，主的宝血一定有功效的。
And then God's precious blood and always works, always by His grace.
因为神的恩典是在律法以外显出来的。
Because God's grace is manifested beyond.
许多时候，我们对人不能够有连续的。
Sometimes we cannot forgive others.
所以很多时候，你就发现，如果我们的过犯，天父不能赦免。
If our Heavenly Father do not forgive our trespasses,
你觉着我们的祷告能不能达到什么面积？
Do you think our prayer will reach to God?
一个人啊，常常经历不到神奇妙的听他祷告，这个人才愁苦了。
If a person do not experience the answer, his prayer will be answered by God. He will be sorry.
世人没有这种愁苦的。
And then the worldly people don't have such sorrow.
根本就没有神的嘛，对吧？
Because they don't believe God.
我们是天国的子民啊。
But we are heavenly people.
但是我常常发现我们的祷告主不听。
But oftenly we experience that God did not answer our prayers.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个何等大的亏损。
And then what a loss.
第三方面。
Thirdly,
刚才弟兄已经替我讲过了。
Our brother was already mentioned for me.
后面的主就告诉我们说，以别神代替耶和华的，他的愁苦一定加增。
If a person worship other idols, and then his sorrow will be added to added.
弟兄姊妹，你知道我们那个时候，我在给这个，有的时候回到这个。家乡或者回到一些朋友们中间，我就发现他们常常说一句话。
And then when I go back to my hometown, when or I talk to gospel friends, they often say.
他们说，不怕一万，就怕万一。
And I'm not care about something happens, but just in case, I'm afraid of something in case.
不怕一万，一万不怕的。
I'm not worried about everything.
怕万一。
But just one thing.
我告诉你，神的儿子。
And then so do the children of God.
神的儿女不怕十分之十，只怕十分之一。
We don't worry about everything, but we are afraid of one thing.
我告诉你，全身心奉献，那都祷告的，我跟你讲，眼泪都出来了。
You can present your body as a living sacrifice. You can pray so.
你觉得主听吗？
Do you think Lord will listen to you?
主说，哎，那你试试看吧。
And the Lord says, try.
你先别百分之百。
Don't offer 100%.
你先十分之一好不好？
And then what about tithe?
我们可怕了，我告诉你。
And then we will worry. We are afraid of
that. 全归耶稣，全归，没问题的。
You surrender to Lord.
没有一首诗歌说十分之一归耶稣，十分那太不属灵了那个。
There's no song say you pay tithe. That's not spiritual.
有没有一首诗歌说十分之一归耶稣，十分之一归有没有？
Is that says you pay tithe?
教会历史上没有一个诗歌是十分之一归耶稣的。
There's no even one song for about tithe.
教会历史上所有好的奉献的诗歌都是全归耶稣。
All the consecrated songs is all you give to Lord.
越唱越感动，越唱越流泪。我告诉你。
When you sing it, you will be moved to tears.
真的吗？
Is that so?
神的儿女今天不像世人，好像说我们不怕一万，只怕万一。但是我们不怕十分之十，我们只怕十分之一。
And then we are not like the worldly people, and we do not worry about afraid of everything, but we are afraid of one thing.
因为我们觉着。神不如那十分之一可靠。
Because we think God is not reliable on that.
这叫做以别神代替耶和华，愁苦才增加呢。我告诉你。
And that is say if you worship the idols, then God, and then your sorrow will be added to you.
这主在这里告诉我们的。
That's Lord tells us.
主说了，到底谁可靠？这个以色列人，你知道，以色列人跟我们。我跟你讲，以色列人神给他们讲的，那我们更没得比了，对不对
？We know, and then we wonder who is what trustworthy. Israelites, they know.
神跟以色列人知道吗？你们要守安息。
And the Lord tells Israelites, you need keep Sabbath.
你放心好了，还有安息年。
And you know there is a jubilee.
一年不干事儿。
And then you don't do things for the whole year.
一年都是去敬拜，去聚会。
And then this whole year you worship, you go to gathering.
主说啊，你们有三年吃的，对不对
？And then Lord says you have things to eat for 3 years.
我告诉你，以色列人呢，没一个信的。
And then none of the Israelites believed so.
没一个信的。
They don't believe it.
他们进到迦南地里以后，他们就没有守过一个安息年。
After they entered the land of Canaan, they did not keep Sabbath.
但是神在历史上告诉以色列人说，我所立的安息。乃是我跟你们之间立的一个证据。
And then God told them the Sabbath I have it to you. That is a proof between you and us.
有谁胆敢在安息日这一天搅扰你们？你看看神怎么样对。
If anyone bother you on the Sabbath day, you know, and try and see what they do.
就是以色列人远离背离神都几千年了，你就等到1973年的时候，对不对？10月6号，我告诉你，那一天是不仅仅是安息日，而且是赎罪日，是以色列全民放假的日子。
You know, even after 1,000 years, the Israelites rebel against the Lord, but in 1973, on the August 6th, on the Sabbath day and the Redeemed Day,
所有的以色列百姓全军都放假。
And then the whole nation was on holiday.
全军 ，the army， 不光是全国
army
都放假的
，even army。
叙利亚和埃及两个国家憋足了劲用 所有的坦克、飞机、大炮同时向他们进攻。我告诉你，耶路撒冷只在5个小时之内就可以被他们压平了。
When Syria and then Egypt, they use all their army arms to attack them. And then they will be attacked 5 hours.
具体的故事你们回去之后听听那个福音局讲过，或者你去回去查一查，你知道说今天以色列他还活下去了，对不对？
And then check online, you know that Israel survived.
我们觉着哈，我们跟神之间有没有证据？
Is there a proof between God and us?
我们信的神是耶和华神吗？
Is our God the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，你发现哈，许多时候人愁苦哈，不是神加给你愁苦啊。
And many times we worry, that worry is not from God.
是神的百姓把荣耀的神给换了。
Because we exchange our glorious God.
弟兄姊妹，把荣耀的神可能换成了吃草的牛了。
And then we exchange our glorious God to a cow.
以别的代替耶和华的那个愁苦，一定不光是有愁苦哈，还有加增啊，对不对？
If you replace God by other idols, you not only worry, you will be more worried.
后面主就告诉我们。神替的子民为什么知道了这么多神的救、神的恩典、神的应许、大能、神的供应，还要愁苦呢？
And here tells us why the God's children and then still worry after they know all this God's fullness.
还是那整天陷在世俗的忧愁里呢？
They still fall into the worldly worries.
乃是因着他们只在今生有指望。
Because their hope is on today.
他们只为今生忙，对不对？
They work for today.
圣经上告诉我们说，如果我们信靠基督，只在今生有指望，就算比世人怎么样更可怜，对不对？
The Bible tells us if our hope is on today, and we are more pitiful than the worldly people.
我觉得主在这里告诉我们，不仅比世人可怜呢，比飞鸟还可怜呢。
And the Lord tells us we're not even pitiful than worldly people, we're even pitiful than birds.
比那小草还可怜呢。
We're pitiful than grass.
只如果我们今天说我们信靠基督。
If we trust on Christ.
所有的指望都在今生。
But our hope is on today.
弟兄姊妹，主说那个飞比你强多了。
The Lord says the birds' life is better than yours.
因为飞鸟吃了喝了，它就快乐，它就什么都不做了。
The birds will be happy after he eats and drinks.
你看你多折腾啊，对不对？
But you work so hard.
哎呀，是上班呢，还要跟老板 deal， 还加班呢，对不对？还得读博士，还得拿绿卡。
You go to work and even do overtime, and you have to go PhD, and you have to ask for green card.
最后你的结果跟飞鸟一样的。
And then your result just as the life of the bird.
他有吃的，你有吃的，是怎么回事？
He has food, you have food, and that's it.
还不如飞鸟呢，我告诉你。
And your life probably is even worse than birds.
弟兄姊妹，你就看见说主这里，我觉得我个人觉得这一段话，我这次读的时候，我觉得主的话太宝贵了。
This time when I read this, I think his words are so precious.
但我们的主从来不停的消极的一面。
But our Lord has never stopped at a negative point.
主不会只告诉我们说，哎，你们为了忧愁呢，责备你们一下，不会的。
God is just not just rebuke you and that's it.
每次我读主的话，我觉得主的话都充满了安慰，充满了这个希望的。
Each time when I read God's words, and I feel this whole of full of hope.
因为他不仅告诉我们说，神天国的子民为什么在今天这样一个神恩典的时代，还常常有世俗的忧愁。
He's not only tells us why the God's people on today it's still worry.
而且他更告诉我们说，我们应该怎样的来先求神的国和神的义。
And then also he gave us a way, tell us how to ask.First, God's kingdom and His righteousness.
哎呦，太宝贵了。
This is very precious.
弟兄姊妹，你也没读出来。
Did you read this?
哎呀，你要读到这个，你就发现说，你就忘记背后主的面前了。
If you get the point, you will forget things behind. And then,
你发现这世俗的忧愁算不得什么。
And then you know the worldly worry is nothing.
虽然我们这么软弱，我们真的有许许多多这方面的，但没有关系。
Even
主他有他的道路的。
Even we fail, we have so many weaknesses, but God has a way.
主持人就是你们祷告要求什么？大家还
God says, when you,
背得出来吗？祷告，咱们薄饼祷告背很多了，
when
对不对
？When you pray, what do you ask?
愿人都尊你的名为上。
Be hallowed by your name.
你的国降临。
May your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意
行在地上如同行在天上，对不对？哎，
请问后面他祷告什么
？And then what about the following one? What do you pray?
每一次其实我读到这儿，我都不懂。
Each time when I read here, I don't understand.
直到我从后面说要先求神的国和神的义的时候，我才懂了一点，好像。
Even until when I read to seek His kingdom of righteousness first, and then I understand a little bit.
为什么要今日的饮食今日赐给我们
？Why do we have to ask give us our daily bread?
这跟求神的国和神的义，对，前面求神的国神义，对不对
？And the first one is seek His kingdom and His righteousness.
我们背得太熟了，对不对
？We can all memorize.
那怎么一下子转到这个吃喝上来了
？But come all of a sudden and focus on our food.
如果你先求神的国和神的义
，If you truly ask His kingdom and His righteousness,
你要神面前求神，今天把今天所量给我的那一份不朽坏的食物赐给我。
And you need to ask God, give us today our daily bread, which is unperishable.
如果我们只求吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，当然你就求吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，对不对
？If you ask what to eat, to drink, to wear, and you get it.
你就求那个必朽坏的食物嘛，这么简单嘛
？And then you are asking for perishable food, and that's what you get.
但是你说你先求神的国、神的义的。
But you say I'm asking God's kingdom His righteousness.
请问神的国和神的义是朽坏的吗
？Is God's kingdom His righteousness is perishable?
是永远不震动的，是永远不朽坏，不能玷污，不能朽坏，不能衰残，存到永远天上的基业，是不是这样的
？His kingdom is unperishable, it's unshakable, it lasts forever.
我觉得主的话讲得很清楚啊。
His words very clear.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你自己问问你自己好了。
Ask yourself.
你有没有哪一天跪在主面前说主啊今天你所量给我就是为了我今天的这一份的永恒的食物不朽坏的食物求你赐给我
Is there one day you kneel before and says Lord give me today this day my unperishable life and bread to me
这叫做先求神的国和神的义
That is called to first ask His kingdom and His righteousness
我们看见加勒约书亚就这样求过，对不对
？We see that Caleb and Joshua and Caleb ask so.
这些亚衲人，这些仇敌是我们的食物。
And they say the Amalekites, they are our food.
先知告诉以色列百姓，你们有不朽坏的食物。
The prophets tell Israelites, you have unperishable food.
因为神将艰难当饼，将困苦当水。
And then God gave us a water and then gave us hardships as bread and water.
弟兄姊妹，这个难处，这些的仇敌，一天只有一份的，你不用担心的。
This kind of hardship, one per day, we only have one per day.
你有没有吃过不朽坏的食物
？Have you ever had perishable food?
弟兄姊妹，主的话是不朽坏的食物。
You know His word is unperishable.
执行神的旨意是不朽坏的。
And then if you obey God's will, that means you have the unperishable food.
你还记得主耶稣在那个？在那个叙加的井旁的故事吗
？Do you know the story of the Lord had at the
门徒们为主辛辛苦苦找来了吃的，主说他已经吃饱了。
When the disciples found food, and the Lord says, "I have already."
门徒们找给主吃的是必朽坏的食物，对不对
？The food that disciple gave to the Lord, that's the perishable food.
主说：“我有我的食物，我的食物乃是遵行我天父的旨意。
”And Lord says, "I have my food. My food is to obey the will of God."
弟兄姊妹，主他在地上就给我们看见说，一个先求神的国和神的义的一个人，一个跟随主的人，他在生命中他有一个祷告，照着神荣耀的全能，把今天所量给我的这个适合我今天的那一份永恒的食物，不朽坏的食物赐给我。
A person who understand and follow God's will, and he will ask, Lord, give me the day my food and it's unperishable one.
你回去试试看。
Try.
你回去这样祷告试试看。
And try and pray.
我是说，许多时候神量给我们很多艰难，我们以为是 accident.
And then many times we think the hardships that God measured to us, we thought it's an
accident. 实在说来，你不求的时候，神为了爱你的缘故，也要把这永恒的食物赐给你。
Actually, if you don't ask, but because he loves you, he will give you this unperishable food.
难处在这里。
But the problem is,
如果我们不去在神面前求
if we don't ask before the Lord,
我们把这永恒的食物、不朽坏的食物常常浪费掉。
We will waste this eternal food.
我们认为这是这个弟兄跟我过不去。
And then we think is this brother has a hard time.
我们觉得神对我们不起。
And then we say God have something.
竟然将这样的事临到我的身上。
And how he can that these things come to me?
弟兄姊妹。当人不去祷告的时候，神量给你天天的那个永恒的食物，恐怕我们都给它浪费掉了。
If we don't pray, but the unperishable daily food that God gave it to us will be wasted.
多可惜啊！我们信主很多年了。
What a pity! We've been saved for many years.
就着我们应该有的属灵的身量，我们应该圣经上我们应该做师傅了，对不对
？For the We supposed to be supposed to be teacher.
却是仍然是做婴孩。
But we are still infants.
还得有人将神圣言的小学从头到尾来教导我们。
And then we need other people to teach us for the beginning.
弟兄姊妹，我们失去了多少永恒的食物啊
？We lost many eternal food.
我们如果真的看见弟兄姊妹，神让我们今天不是过一无忧无虑的生活呀、啊、
？God doesn't let us have is carefree.
我们需要 care 神和神的意啊。
We need care God's kingdom and His righteousness.
神的国和神的意，我们去祷告，不是拿到地上这些必朽坏食物的手段。
And then to ask His kingdom and then righteousness, it's not a method for us to get the worldly thing.
神盼望我们的心不是在这必朽坏的食物上。
God does not hope that our heart is on this perishable food things.
主在地上的时候，他说他为神的殿心里焦急，如同火烧，对不对
？And the Lord and He was worried about God's temple.
弟兄们，你想想，你今天为什么是心里焦急，如同火烧？
What caused you worry?
丢了工作，心里焦急如同火烧。
If you lost a job, and you will be worried.
出了车的事，心里焦急如同火烧。
If there's something problem comes, then you will be worried.
孩子有点问题，心里焦急如同火烧。
If your child has problem, then you will worry.
神的家软弱，神的家荒凉，有谁心里焦急如同火烧呢？
Do you worry to see God's household and God's church is fall into waste?
什么叫先求神的国、神的义呢？
What is to call first seek His kingdom and His righteousness?
是不是我们应该在主面前求那所量给我们那一份不朽坏的食物呢？
Is that we are asking our daily unperishable bread?
我想我的时间差不多，我最后还有两方面，我大概跟大家稍微说一下就可以了。
I'll just quickly mention the following two aspects.
后面主就讲了禁食，对不对
？And then later, Lord talking about fasting.
大家回去看以赛亚书58章，你就看你神所要的禁食是什么，你去看一下。
And then read Isaiah chapter 58. You need know what's fasting that God talking about.
主说你要放下许多合理事。
And God is since you have to put aside all many reasonable things.
你积攒了很多财宝，那是合理的，那个完全是你能力。你觉得是你能力攒来的
？You stored up many treasures. That means that's reasonable for you.
主说，如果你不塞住连续人的心啊，去分给有需要的。
And then God says, if you stop your mercy and then you give it to the needy.
顾到神家的需要。
And then concern about God's household's needs.
放下你那个指头。
And then put down your fingers to point out others.
不是在那里整天批评这个不对，批评那个不对。你把那个指责人的指头放下。
And then put down and stop rebuke others.
主说这就是我要的禁食。
This is God says. This is the fasting what I'm asking.
换句话说，神所要的禁食乃是把我们自己的许多的观念、许多的意见、许多的看法把它放下。
And then the fasting that God asks is we have to put down our own wills, our own
opinions. 放下自己的脸面，放下自己的利益。
And then put down our own glory.
这是主所要的禁食，对不对
？This is what the fasting that Lord asks.
主说那个结果就不是里面黑暗，对不对
？And then say the result is we are not falling into darkness.
主说你里面的黑暗会像光明到一个地步，比那个日午的光还亮。
The Lord says the darkness will become light and until to the noon.
凡以别神代替耶和华，它里面一定黑暗的，黑暗到一个地步是何等的黑暗。
If people replace God by idols, then he will be fooled into darkness. But if we ask first his kingdom
existence,
if we don't put aside our own righteousness, how can we ask God's righteousness and his kingdom? And many, we think many things are reasonable.
如果一个人从来不会学习放下许多合理的事，这个人怎么求神的国和神的义？
If a person do not learn how to put aside his own reasonable things, how can he ask God's kingdom and his righteousness?
我们中间感谢主，主给我们量给我们很多的 baby， 很多可爱的小孩。
And then praise the Lord, he gave us many babies.
弟兄姊妹，放得下吗？
But can you put them aside?
放得下吗？
Can you put them aside?
所有的孩子抱在自己手中是最合理的事。
And then it is reasonable for you to hold them.
我觉得把孩子抱在自己手里，握在自己手中是最合理的事。
And I think I carry my own baby is the most reasonable thing.
但如果我们今天我们学习求神的国呢
？If we ask to ask God's kingdom and His righteousness,
放得下吗
？Can you put your baby aside?
这叫禁食。
That is called fasting.
我想在很多方面我们的利益和主的利益相冲突的时候你放得下吗
If there is a conflict between our priority and God's and can you put aside your own priorities
我们的观念和主在圣经里启示的观念相冲突的时候我们能不能放下我们自己的观念
If the concept we have is conflict with the biblical term then can we put ours aside
这叫做禁食
That is called fasting.
这叫做先求神的国和神的义，然后这些的追求，就是后面所写的。你看这祷告，你看吧，这个祷告完了，求神的国和神的义，后面就求那不朽坏的食物，对不对？后面就进食嘛。
And then when you ask to ask His kingdom, His righteousness, and then you're asking this fasting.
最后我再提。
Last.
就是今日的。这个难处，今天的难处，今天的当是吧
？And then, today's, and you just bear the trouble for today.
什么意思
？What does it mean?
你知道刚才那个诗歌太好了，刚才弟兄选的诗歌，他说我不知道明天将如何。
And the song we just sang is good. I don't know what about tomorrow.
但我今天必与主同行，对不对
？But I will walk with God today.
那主知道前途光景。
Because God holds tomorrow.
弟兄姊妹，如果我说如果明天你所服侍的人就拿脚踹你，把你踢到地狱的坑中的时候
，If a person who you were served it will kick you to hell tomorrow.
今天这个脚你洗不洗
？Will you wash his feet today?
这个脚已经摆在你面前，你洗不洗
？And will you wash his feet today?
你担心明天发生什么吗
？And will you worry about what will happen tomorrow?
你今天要愿意与主同行吗
？Will you walk with God today?
一个先求神的国和神的。
A person who asks God's kingdom and righteousness.
明天可能被人家用拳头、用脚把牙齿都踢掉了。
Probably you will be hit by people tomorrow.
但是今天。我必与主同行。
But I will walk with God today.
我还用神的爱去洗这只脚。
I will wash his feet by God's love.
我还是用神的爱来爱这些人。
I will love them by the love of God.
今天很多时候我们觉得我们知道明天将如何。
And then many times we know what will happen tomorrow.
好像我们都能够猜出明天将如何。
We can guess what will happen tomorrow.
我们整天猜明天将如何。
We often guess what happened tomorrow.
但是我们却没有今天与主同行。
But we don't walk with God today.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我觉得太宝贵了。
And brothers and sisters, this is so precious.
主在地上给我们一个最好的榜样，就是说他只活在今天。
And then God.Set up an example, and he said, "You live for today."
他的眼睛是看见永恒的，没有错。
And then his eyes is fixed on eternity.
但他的生活是活在今天。
But his life is he live for today.
今天我们有没有与主同行
？Do we walk with God today?
明天可能当过这个聚会就拆掉了，一块石头不落在一块石头上。
Maybe the church here will be destroyed. One stone will not against another.
今天神让你把你的性命摆在这里，你肯不肯
？But will you Are you willing to put your life here today?
今天必与主同行。
I will walk with God today.
这是追求神的国和神的义。
This is called to seek God's kingdom and His righteousness.
我觉得这些话很简单。
I think the words are simple.
好像不是深的，我们好像听不懂、够不到。
It is not so deep that we cannot, we do not understand.
有的时候我们好像知道明天、后天回国，今天聚会就不聚了。
And if you know you're going to China tomorrow, and you're not coming to the gathering today.
好像只要环境一点点的改变，只要我们知道会有一点的改变，我们今天就不要与主同行了。
If you know situation will be changed a little bit, and you do not walk with God today.
求神的国和神的义不是这样。
It is not like that if you seek God's kingdom and His righteousness.
主今天看的是说你今天有没有与我同行。
God will see if you walk with me today.
可能明天你没办法聚会了。
Maybe tomorrow you can't come to the gathering.
可能明天你落在一般的这些酒肉朋友的中间。
Maybe you will go visit the worldly friends tomorrow.
你说我太担心的时候今天不去聚会了。
And then you will worry that I don't go to the gathering today.
但如果你每一天都学习与主同行的话，
If you learn to walk with God daily,
就是周围都是酒肉朋友，你会发现神的恩典使你出污泥而不染。
Even if you have so many worldly people around you, but you will stand out.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得太宝贵了。
And then this is very precious.
我应该是马太福音第六章主所告诉我的，至少有这么一个重点。
What Matthew chapter 6 tells us.
不是过一个 carefree 的生活。
And our life is not carefree.
神的儿女的生命和身体太尊贵了。
Our life and our body is very, very valuable.
神把身体和生命赐给我们是为了神的国和神的义的。
And he gave us his, our body and the life is because for his kingdom and his righteousness.
不是为了饮食，不是为了穿衣裳的。
It's not for, not for food and clothes.
因为这些是天父替你担忧的。
Because he worried that for you.
他是智慧的父亲。
And he is a wise father.
他知道他的儿女应该 care 什么。
He knows what his children should care.
愿主借着这些话来提醒我们。
May God remind us through his words.
请祷告，让我们结束祷告。